Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1083, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so just to go through a few interesting examples in reference to what we spoke about last time from the Sefer Hilchas Brachos and our Kadima B'Brachos, the order of making Brachos and so on, just very interesting examples how these things come into play. We said the order is, if it's the same Bracha, now again, we're talking about the same Bracha, just real quickly, the Zayin Shin Ches Nun Gimel. You have the Shivas Aminim will come first, right? Then we look at there's no Shivas Aminim. You go to Shalem, the complete one. Then you go to, they're both complete. No Shivas Aminim. Then we take the one that we like more, the Chaviv. I like them both the same. Then we take the fresher one, Naki. And if that's, they're all fresh, they're all good, they're all Shalem, there's no Shivas Aminim. So then we take the larger one. So he brings out an interesting example, the Hilchas Brachos, Sefer Hilchas Brachos, on page Resh Mem Gimel, somebody has in front of them, let's say, a piece of a Danish, right? They're sitting down to eat a snack. They have a piece of a Danish and they have some pretzels. Interesting, or they have possibly a piece of a Danish. Let's take the case of a piece of a Danish and pretzels, but the pretzels, you would think that maybe the Danish is possibly on a higher level. Maybe I like the Danish even better, right? But what do we have over here? We have the pretzels are complete. I have complete pretzels. I have five pretzels in front of me and I have a piece of a Danish, right? The pretzels are complete, but I really like the Danish better. I'm going to make a mezonos. I'm eating it all together. That's not the issue. I'm eating it all together. The question is, what do I make the mezonos on? Do I make the mezonos on the piece of the Danish, right? I have a piece of a delicious chocolate Danish, which I like better. And I'll be eating some pretzels, but the pretzels are complete pretzels. The Danish is only a piece. So he brings down, to one has to make the bracha on the complete pretzel, even though one likes the Danish more. Same thing would apply. You have the Danish, and you have cookies. You have a piece of a Danish, again, the delicious chocolate Danish, which I like better, and I have whole cookies. So again, you would make the bracha on the whole cookies. So that's what he says. Hushalim, excuse me. Even though v'huga, let's say the Danish in this case is einish lema, is not complete. Afshe yes, he says, even though one likes more the piece of the Danish. And let's say even possibly it might be better, it might be fresher, and it might be larger, right? So he says, no, the same, that's because of the fact that it's complete, the cookies are complete, or in, let's say, the case we spoke about before, the pretzels are complete, that the pretzels would also come before the piece of the Danish or the piece of cake, let's say, in that case, whatever the case is. But the point is over here that even, that's what he says, even though that one likes better the piece of the Danish or the piece of the cake, right? And it might even be, it might be larger, it might be even fresher, whatever the case is, still the complete one will come first, because again, we want to keep in mind, we don't have any Shivas Aminim over here. Well, we have the Chitim, but it's all Chitim, it's all wheat, so that's not the issue, it's all the same. But now we want to look at that's step number one. Step number two, we're looking at Shalom, what is complete. You say, what do you mean? But I like better the Danish. But that, the liking, the Chaviv comes after complete. You'll say, well, it's fresher. The Danish is fresher. It's better looking. It's larger, right? No, but that doesn't make a difference. You have Naki and you have Gadol, large and fresh, which would come after. First, we look at Shalom. We want to take the complete one, make the bracha on the complete item, which in this case, in our example, would be the cookie or the pretzel, which will come before the piece of cake or the piece of Danish. And then when one goes ahead and makes the mezonos on that complete pretzel or on that complete cookie or whatever the case might be, of course the cake or the piece of the cake or the piece of the Danish would be included, as long as they had it in mind, or if they didn't have it in mind, as long as it's sitting in front of them. Of course, if they didn't have it in mind and have no intentions of eating it, and then they change their mind, so that's a totally different story. But we're talking about, again, where they're going to be eating at the same time, and either they had it in mind or it was in front of them, it would all be fine. So the bracha, again, is made on the complete item with the example we just gave. Okay, so he says an interesting thing also in Ois number Yud Tes on page Resh Mem Gimel. He brings other examples also, but the point is, shalom, you take the complete one. In our case is various different questions of mazonos, but he says, how do we know what's complete? What do you mean? How do we know what's complete? He says the milas shalom, the mila of shalom of complete, nimda we look at lefimashab and they other machshivim shalom, is what people in general look at as complete, right? So what do I call complete? When the way the world looks at something as complete, this is a cookie, a complete cookie, right? This is a complete pretzel. I have a complete pretzel. The way the world looks at it, even though you have pretzels and I'm missing some salt, still a complete pretzel, right? I'm just giving an example because the world looks at it, it's a complete pretzel. You're missing salt. So you're missing salt, but you have a complete pretzel. So that's how we look at it. V'kemesh ha'etzel kulam nechshav shalem harezu. So therefore, as long as it's a general way that the world looks at this item as complete, so then we say that's complete, and that would take precedence, for example, like in our examples, and all other examples in Mazonos and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.